Facing growing pressure from many Republicans and some in his own party, Governor Hickenlooper sent this message to Occupy Denver protesters.
They can't continue to stay there overnight. The health, public health issues, public safety issues continue to grow.
The tent city has grown from just a few people a week ago to more than 50 tents today, and at times a couple hundred people on hand demonstrating. The governor toured the camp and met with protesters for about a half hour earlier today. He said he's sensitive to some of their concerns, but worried that allowing camping to continue would set a bad precedent for other people wanting to use the park and peacefully assemble. Republican Attorney General John Southers, who also spoke at the news conference, was more blunt.
They have no argument that if we take enforcement action, this is somehow a repression of First Amendment rights.
Southers said they have the absolute right to make the statements they want during appropriate hours. It's just that Colorado law bars them from camping overnight and burning open fires between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. Southers said authorities are currently examining their options, but he wouldn't say whether arrests would start tonight. For now, the two sides seem to be waiting for the other to blink. The tent city across the street was its usual scene this afternoon, with people holding up anti-Wall Street signs to passing drivers and handing out liberal political flyers. People wearing buttons that say the 1% are protesting everything from corporate greed to U.S. military policy. There's even a kitchen where local homeless people have started to rely on a daily meal from the protesters.
How you doing?
Please save your spoon because we're not going to have any more.
Wiley Scherer says protesters are trying to meet the governor halfway by asking for a waiver from state law.
But he doesn't seem to be willing to work with us on that. He just wants us gone.
Scherer works as a graphic designer and used to be active with the liberal group MoveOn.org. She says the media stopped covering protests on the left, and so the only way to get the cameras here is to violate state law.
Everyone is very committed to not getting into a confrontation with the cops. We are simply planning to stay.
Scherer and others here say they plan to sit down and be arrested if authorities try to take down the tents tonight. If that doesn't happen by then, another standoff could be looming by the weekend when a U.S. Naval Reserves group that secured a permit has a long-planned event scheduled at the park.